Thanks. Okay, do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
I would move to adopt as presented.
Ted, I'll second that.
Awesome. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, approval of minutes from the January meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
So that was Kurt and Jim. Kurt?
Yeah.
Move. Jim, second. Okay, thank you.
Did we have any public appearances submit?
I'm unaware of any.
Brad Dunn?
I have not received anything.
Okay, item number 4. Discussion action, preliminary resolution to levy special assessment.
So under this year's reconstruction project, we will be installing a number of new storm laterals. Per village code, we special assess the resident anytime we put in a new lateral. We do not special assess for the renewal, for the removal and replacement of existing laterals. But on our reconstruct projects, when we install new laterals, we special assess for those. Action tonight is needed to approve the preliminary resolution of intent to levy special assessments. And we need to establish a date and time for a public hearing for the special assessments. All together, there are 45 special assessments. There are 9 on Roselawn, 26 on Beaumont, 10 on Kalb. Quite a few. With the establishment of a hearing date, then we'll set in motion the next steps that we need to take. First being to take action on the resolution tonight, establish a date and time for the public hearing. After that, then letters will go out to the residents that will receive special assessments. Along with that, they'll get a notice, the notice of special assessment, and they'll get an engineering report with the estimated assessments. When we estimated the assessments this year, the cost for these laterals, we used the unit prices that we had received in 2019, and those unit prices were higher than what we had expected. To make sure that we don't underestimate the amount, we're going to use the bid pricing that we had received in 2019. So those on Roselawn receiving a special assessment, they're looking at a cost of approximately $3,000. Beaumont, approximately $1,800 per property, and Kalb, $2,200. The reason for the discrepancy between Roselawn and the two other streets, Beaumont and Kalb, is that Roselawn is quite a bit wider than those other two streets, and we run the laterals from the main to the property line.
Sean, can you repeat real quick what you started with? Because I'm trying to wrap my head around it. You said replacement of pre-existing laterals, there's no charge, but placement of a new lateral, that is a special assessment, right? Is that what I heard you say earlier?
Yeah, you are correct. Yep.
Okay. All right. And there are some properties, obviously, that have been sharing laterals, and as such, we're trying to separate those out now, and that's why there's...
We do have that in some cases. We've got a couple properties with shared laterals, and that makes it a little bit difficult to determine the special assessment for those properties. We have to dig into records to determine who had installed the lateral originally, and in most cases we've been able to determine that. In one particular case, we found a permit where a property owner had jointly installed the lateral with his neighbor. In that particular case, they're going to share the cost of a lateral.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
Other reasons for putting in new lateral?
Well, this is the opportune time to do it. By code, we require, if one has a sump pump, we require that they're hard connected from the house to storm sewer and the roadway when storm sewer is available. This is the opportune time. We require, if before any street improvement project, if an existing lateral does not currently exist, I'm talking about storm lateral, we require that they put one in, so that a year from now or 2 years from now, they don't come to us and ask to go into the street to connect to our storm sewer.
Okay. And this has been consistent over time, right, Brad?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So the pushback, yep. I mean, nobody likes getting a bill, especially if it's a surprise, but pushback shouldn't be terrible, I wouldn't think.
I hope not. And I'm hoping that we're high with our unit cost that we had applied to the footage of lateral being installed. I'm hoping that the numbers come in lower.
You did say not to exceed, though. So whatever estimates we're giving them, it can't be more than that.
Correct. You are correct. And I'm being conservative with our unit cost. $83 a foot. In 2017, just for example, we paid somewhere close to $40 or $50 a foot. In 19, I don't think that trend will continue. I don't think we'll see numbers that high, but I don't want to have to come back to the village board and, like I had done last year, to ask, okay, what do I do now?
Yeah, that would be a pleasant surprise if somebody looks at this and then finds out it's less later. So, yeah.
Right. If you guys direct me to go with a number less than 83, I'd be more than willing to do that. But I don't have enough information to use a number less than 83.
No, I don't think it's easy to do that personally.
Okay.
I think you
can educate a guess. I'm okay with that.
Yep. If you feel prices haven't increased since then, I think that's the right thing to do.
I think we've seen a slight decrease, we haven't had a reconstruction project since 19. So the other thing we should establish the date and time of the public hearing. I would suggest that we hold it on March 2nd at the village board meeting at 6:30.
Works. And then people would be attending that meeting virtually?
Yes.
How does that work? How many squares can you have in the matrix?
Uncharted waters for me. I don't know.
And then Lynn? how do you take people's comments in order and make sure you've got everyone? I guess we'll figure that out.
Well, we have written comments submitted ahead of time, and Brad coordinates all the comments coming into the village board meeting, correct?
Carrie does, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you guys from our experience at work, with these massive meetings, and sometimes we've got several hundred on a meeting, best way to do it is to pretty much mute everybody, and if they have something to say, they type it in the chat, and then that's handled in the chat window as the main speaker goes down and reviews those questions or concerns.
Yeah.
Don't they have to state their name and address for the comment, and then we just give them one shot? Or
probably best. And then if you got a lot of novices that aren't really familiar with the chat system, you're going to want to make sure that you're comfortable muting everybody. Otherwise, all you're going to do is spend 20 minutes trying to teach people how to mute and unmute. Again, just to let you know.
No, that's good. And then in the meetings, they can submit written comments ahead of the meeting, and then they'll be read into the meeting minutes.
Correct.
Do you think Public Works Committee members should attend that meeting?
Yeah, I'll be attending the meeting.
Yeah, certainly. If you have time available, you would like to join us, that would be great.
I'm sorry, what was that?
If you have the ability to join us for that evening, that would be wonderful.
Do everything I can to be there.
Thanks, Ted. Thanks, Kurt.
Just send out an invite if you don't mind. I mean, I'll put it on my schedule anyway, but if you're inviting people anyways.
That would be great.
I will write a note, make a note to send you the notice after the village board has approved the preliminary resolution of intent to levy special assessment and establish a date and time for the public hearing.
Okay, so Sean, do you have what you need from us tonight?
Yeah, I do. I need a motion, though. I need action on this item.
One more quick question. Sorry. Out of these three avenues, or Street, Boulevard, and Avenue, do we have a rough idea of how many homeowners are going to be impacted with this?
Yeah, 45 in total.
Okay.
More than normal. I was a little surprised. I think in 2017 we had maybe a half dozen. 19, I would say 20, 25.
And all of these will be from the street all the way to the house?
No. From the main of the street to the property line.
To the property line.
Yep.
So these are laterals that aren't existing right now?
That is correct.
So how do they stop at the property line and get to the house?
That would be the property owner's responsibility.
Okay.
Is that something, Sean, that we would offer in this case or not? You know, at a cost or whatever.
Not for storm laterals.
Okay.
But for the sanitary sewer laterals, we do. We offer a voluntary program to remove and replace the private side sanitary sewer lateral.
Okay.
In that particular case, because it's a voluntary program, We ask the homeowner if they're interested and they want to move ahead, they sign a waiver to this process, the special assessment process.
Okay.
And usually if they do it in association with what we're doing, they get a better deal.
Correct. And it's a little bit different because that's removal and replacement of an existing lateral. This is special assessing for the installation of a new.
Did because, again, if it was a removal and replacement, no charge for that.
No, yep, no, no charge within the right-of-way from the main to the property line, correct.
If it's pretty
the property expensive. Line to the house is the homeowner's responsibility.
Yep, so this correct. Should be a one-time thing for them.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question, Ted.
This should be a one-time charge for them if they go with this.
You are right.
Point forward, yep. That's protect. Okay, thanks for clarifying. Just want to be sure.
Okay, so do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion to go ahead with the preliminary resolution to levy the special assessment.
Ted, I'll second it.
And set the public hearing.
And set the date for March 2nd. We put the date right in there, March 2nd, yep. The public hearing. Okay.
Ted, is that okay with you?
No, I want to go with March 3rd, but you know what? Fine, March 2nd. Fair enough.
I'm yes. thinking Carrie would have a problem with that.
March 2nd is just fine.
Thank you. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Item number 5, EPA.
Just recently... Mike and I had reached out to two consultants to assist the village with an EPA mandated risk and resilience assessment for our water system. We had sent an RFP to McMahon and Strand Associates, and based on McMahon's working knowledge of our system and their assistance with the vulnerability analysis that was done in, I believe, 2004, and the update that was done to our emergency response plan in 2013, we had felt that they were the most qualified to assist with this. We're going to be taking a close look at the village's water system assets and looking at the vulnerability of those assets to intentional acts and natural disasters. I haven't personally been through this process before. Mike may have been, but with the recent news of a cyber attack to a water system in Florida, it's a good thing that we're going to do this. Mike Mollick, Village's water foreman, is with us tonight to help answer any questions if you guys have any.
Have you been through the process?
Yeah.
Kurt, could you repeat your question?
Have you been through the process before?
I haven't. There's been other things. We had... McMahon came in and helped us with our emergency response plan last time, and then there was some capital improvement projects.
And Mike, I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't know about others, but I could barely hear you, man. Can you guys hear me okay?
Can you hear me?
I can, but that's amazing, because normally I'm the one without video.
Can you hear me now?
A little better. Am I the only one that's barely hearing him, guys?
He's pretty light, but I can hear him.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry. Thanks.
I'll try to lean in the computer. McMahon has helped us with our emergency response plan in the past, and then some of our capital improvements that we were looking at going forward. So they have helped us in the past with similar things, but not this exact thing.
Hey, Kurt, they do have the training. That would be required. They went through, they hadn't named the certification, but they went through it. They're definitely qualified and trained to assist. And that's why we went out to get assistance from a consultant to help us through this process It will require a lot of involvement on our end, because obviously nobody knows the system better than we do. So,
and Sean,
do you have a preference yet on lump sum versus hourly?
I guess I just assumed it was a lump sum contract of $8,000. What is that here?
Kevin, time and material in case I ran over or something.
Mm-hmm. Seems reasonable.
Sean, if I'm not mistaken, this is an unfunded mandate, correct?
Correct, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. McMahon is saying 8,000 lump sum.
I didn't notice that. Up above, they did offer time and expense not to exceed. I guess I'll have to get clarification on that. I guess in any case, it's either lump sum contract in the amount of $8,000, or it's a project fee of $8,000, time and expense not to exceed without prior approval of the Village of Allen. I'll have them clean that up before signing this agreement.
Okay, and Sean and Mike, are you confident they can meet your needs?
History that we've had with them, yes, I am.
Yeah.
And I apologize. I'm like switching back and forth between screens between McMahon and Zoom. So, any questions regarding the McMahon proposal?
It certainly looks pretty thorough, and of course the unfunded mandates are always fun, but I would say we go ahead with it.
Are you really wanting to get me started on that?
Yeah.
Love those.
I don't know that we necessarily need to take any action on this item. It was brought forth just for discussion and letting you know that we're going to get started with this project. We're going to, you know, at the end, after we've finished, after we've prepared the assessment, I don't know that there'll be a lot of it that we can share with you guys. And I talked briefly with other communities, and this is stuff that we really don't, we're going to work through that we don't want people to know a whole lot about. So,
why?
To protect
security
against, yeah,
security reasons. Yeah,
we're a pretty shady group. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thinking well, like, about getting into the software, but the
like other, you may not want people to know the inner workings of your security system in your building.
Oh, absolutely.
We're just trying to get the system and know that it works well, but not maybe where everything is.
I'm even okay if we take the thing offline from the internet, because that seems to be where the security risks come in.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I'd support it. I understand that, and I also understand and appreciate the scrutiny around it and keeping that to a limited audience. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Okay, so Sean, do you have what you need from us?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Just an update.
All right, so moving on to item number 6, the New Water Municipality Group.
Yeah, I could kind of talk on that.
Another animal.
Well, it seems to be going fairly well. This kind of is a takeoff from budget season when New Water came in and explained what they were doing, rate-wise, future projects. And they also presented to the village of Suamico. And Suamico had asked Alex, the administrator, to look at how can we get more involved. And the we is all the communities around here. How can we have maybe a voice at the table? Because there are five commission members that are appointed by the county executive and confirmed by the county board. There are five-year terms, so once a year, at least one member is up. So, long story short, Sean and I have attended a couple meetings along with several of the other communities and came up with the idea, or Alex came up with this idea of forming a committee with a representation from each municipality that would help select an individual to be considered as a commission member. Sounds like a long process, but our intent is, you know, would it be, you know, trying to find a person that has no political ties, simply for the fact that it's a five-year term, and trustees and council members are typically 3 years, so looking at a non-elected official to recommend to county executive Streckenbach for consideration. This past Friday, Alex and I met with Tom Sigman to explain what the purpose of this commission or this committee would be. And Tom's very much in favor of it. Thinks it's nice to keep the dialogue open. So with that all being said, whether or not a resolution will be presented to Public Works and ultimately to the Village Board supporting this, it may not be necessary because it appears that there is the ability to provide that to Troy without, you know, having it so formal. So there, it's still in the 30,000-foot view at this point. You know, we're working through some of the details. Changing the state statute would be cumbersome.
Yep.
Because of the way the Water Commission is set up is by state statute. So you'd have to, there would be a long drawn-out battle, not necessarily a battle, but a lot of time and attorneys invested into making that switch. So we felt that this might be the best alternative is just to try to have a voice. And what we're saying from a voice standpoint is, you know, having that the ability to reach out to a commission member, share our concerns from our communities. Not that Tom is not able to do that, but it's just having a commission member that is representing more of the municipalities itself. So I don't know if I helped with any of this or confused anybody, but it's something that has been discussed in the past to a sense of how do municipalities have more of a say at New Water without, I mean, we're not experts, we don't know how to run the facility, but just how do we open up those communication and share our concerns to our residents and all the other communities when there are rate increases.
Brad, are there similar operations elsewhere where they have community involvement?
City of Madison, Madison Metropolitan Sewer District, I believe it's called, they do have, and what it's a larger commission. There's 9 members, and 5 members represent the municipalities.
Well, that seems like a fairer setup. You know, we've been kind of sitting on the outside looking in for the whole time of our relationship, other than trying to provide some input on occasion. So, yeah, I would think that this seat should just be automatic, but I know it hasn't been.
And I think one of the biggest problems is, you know, trying to find that qualified individual to serve in this capacity. There's a lot of technical aspects that a person would, you know, having a chemistry background would probably be very helpful. Business background would be very helpful. Engineering background, very helpful. So it's a little bit different than a typical position. Going to the route of like the Madison aspect, you know, that would to try to go to a 9-member commission or a 7-member commission. I don't even know if you can go 7. It might go all the way up to 9 automatically. So then you're trying to find more people to fill those roles. And the other one is the Milwaukee sewer district.
Okay.
And it's similar to the Madison, where there is some representation of municipalities.
Whereas right now we don't have much representation at all.
There's no one that is specifically considered right. Someone that is representing municipalities. Each one of the commission members represents everybody as a whole.
And is it public information who those 5 individuals are?
It is on their website, yes.
Yeah.
So just wanted to kind of give you an update on some of those things, because it does affect each and every one of us. Literally, I mean, everybody in Brown County is affected by this. So I want to say the total number of communities, was there 13, Sean, or 15?
I guess 13. I think it's 13.
And then there are a couple of industrial users that, again, they don't have a voice per se either.
Right. Yeah.
And they are large users.
Not as much as they used to be, but there's not as many as there used to be because they self-treat now.
So do you two feel you need an action item from us, or is this more of a discussion report?
It's a discussion report. It's very possible it will come back in a form of an action item. Just wanted to kind of give you a heads up on what we're working on the backside.
We're definitely in favor of getting somebody on that commission so that they can understand the struggles we go through when we budget, go through the budget process every year. I'm definitely in favor. And if it doesn't necessarily have to be a director of public works, it could be an administrator or a trustee that is interested in that area.
Well, I just know we've had several residents bring up and the board bring up the fact that we have zero input into what New Water's doing, and they represent a large part of our utility bills.
Yeah. I believe about 83% of the total revenue that is generated by New Water comes from municipal customers.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it sounds great, but why couldn't we have 2? Recommend one every other year.
Well, absolutely.
Appoint or not, anyways.
Right.
Just a thought.
Nope, not. It's a good idea, Kurt. I don't know how many people are nominated and sent to Executive Streckenbach. It's probably one of those things that, it's not easy to find, and maybe that's why it's set up the way it is. I don't know that for certain, but we certainly are trying to look at getting some sort of a voice.
I think something written in there, I mean, I'm just kind of thinking out loud, but so if we did this, we would be recommending one every 5 years, but what if it was written as to say, as long as we have 2 or less, I mean, we would want to keep 2 out of the 5. We could, from our recommendations. So if there's 1 or less of our recommended members on that board or committee, then we would recommend another one that year.
Sure.
Just kind of thinking out loud.
Yeah, I can kind of bounce that off of Alex.
Try to keep 2.
Yeah.
You know?
That's all I've got, unless there's any other questions.
No. Good job with that.
Keep you up. We'll keep you informed.
Cool.
All right, and I apologize. I seem to have lost my video, but okay. So moving on to item number 7, 2021 Street Reconstruction Project Public Involvement Mailer. And we're trying to
see this,
and everybody have input in the times of COVID.
Sean, can you
can everybody see the letter that I have up?
Can you zoom in a little bit?
Yeah.
Is it in the packet?
This was not in the packet. No, it was emailed out today.
Oh, just recently?
Yeah. I guess what I wanted to review with you real quickly this evening was the letter that we're going to send out to the residents notifying them of the project. We did this in 2019. I'm not quite sure what they had done in 17. I'm sure they did the same thing. What you have in front of you is a letter to the resident informing them of the project. It's a little bit more in-depth than it typically is, and it's that way because we're not going to hold a public informational meeting because of COVID. We are, however, going to offer to the residents an opportunity to come in on a one-to-one basis at some selected times and meet with them to go over plans that show improvements at their properties or property and answer any questions that they have. The letter will cover the scope of the project on Beaumont and Roselawn. It will make sure that they're aware that there are alternate bid items in the project for the construction of sidewalk. As we had already discussed this evening, there's some information on the voluntary private site sanitary sewer lateral replacement program. Talks about encroachments. If a property owner has a sprinkler system, dog fence, brick pavers located within the right-of-way, within the grading limits of the project, we ask that they have those removed out of the right-of-way before the project gets started. If they're not, they're removed by the contractor and they're hauled away. Landscape restoration. Last thing we do at the end of the project, we'll restore the landscaping areas with topsoil, seed, fertilizer, mulch, or erosion control mat. We do have a bid item in the contract to water. We'll water for the contractor will be required to water for 15 days in the event that we don't get the sufficient amount of rain to establish grass. Special assessments, we covered that already this evening. So I should point out, with the exception of the new laterals, there are no special assessments for the project. Schedule, likely to start the project early in May, with the completion date of middle of October. Construction access. There will be the need to enter one's property to properly grade to provide a smooth transition from the grading and the roadway into their landscaping. For driveways, if we elect to move ahead with the sidewalk, even if we don't, we'll be installing or constructing driveways with sidewalks in them, so that in the future, when we're told to install a sidewalk, it will accommodate that. But to grade back into one's driveway beyond the right-of-way to provide a smooth transition, we'll need permission from them to do that. Connection of laterals. removal and replacement of laterals at the property line. Will require that in some cases disturbance to somebody's property. We have a form in we have included a form with the letter asking for permission to enter one's property. We did that in 19, and we had everybody sign indicating that that we could go onto their property to do the work that we needed to do. We have some information about traffic control. The street will be closed during construction. However, it will be maintained in a way to allow residents access to their driveways and to provide access for emergency purposes. Trees located within the right-of-way that are in conflict with the construction of the project will be removed. Chris Clark, Village's Parks Director and Forester, will go out. I think he may have already gone out. He'll go out and do an assessment of the existing trees. If there's a tree that is because of health issues that needs to be removed, we're going to remove it at this time.
And Sean, you said most of those were ash trees that were already infected.
Correct. A large share of them. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to scroll down to the form.
Sean, this is not the letter you're sending out because that's you got the typos, wrong dates.
Oh. I grabbed the wrong. I'm sorry. Earlier this afternoon, Brad had caught that I had put down January. That should be February down at the bottom of the letter. That has since been edited. I'll make sure that is applied to the other letters that will go out. The same letter will go out to Kalb and Roselawn. The project scopes are a little bit different, and that will be edited. It'll be street specific. Next page here is the form that we ask the homeowner to fill out. We ask if they're interested in the private side sewer lateral replacement program. We want to know if they have a sprinkler system or an electric dog fence, so we don't cut it when we're doing the excavating for the roadway or installation of the utilities. If they indicate yes, we'll ask them to remove it beforehand, before we get started. In some cases, people tell us that they don't want us to do their landscape restoration. They want to do it themselves or hire a landscaper to do it. This is an opportunity to indicate how they want that to be taken care of. Space provided for comments. And then permission to enter their property to complete the work.
And then you have a day and a Friday date that they can come and make
yes.
Yeah.
Yep. The bottom of the letter here, we have reserved time on February 17th and on the 19th. On the 17th, Jeff and myself will be here, not from 4 to 6, but from 6 to 8 for people to come in to ask questions about the project. That will be by appointment only. And we'll also offer the same thing on the 19th, the morning of the 19th.
8 p.m. till noon?
What's that?
It says 8 p.m. till noon.
Ooh. Long shift.
Oops.
Coffee.
It's a good reason why...
well, you go through it, yeah. I missed it the first time.
Yeah. I didn't catch... These are draft. These haven't been sent out. They will get. They'll get edited. I'll have Brad read it again to make sure that there are no more typos. Our intent is to send this letter out on Friday so that they have it on Monday.
If they elect,
go ahead.
If they elect to do the lateral inside the property line, is there a different form they fill out to say that they want to do this and how much they will pay and so forth?
Yes. By indicating yes on this form, then we send them additional information.
There was a time several years ago where there's a discrepancy from one household where they said, I don't know, that's the discrepancy. We had a form that the box was checked that said, yes, we elect to do this work. And then after the work was done, they came back with a copy of the same form where the box was not checked. And there's some discussion about, you know, maybe we have actual numbers that they write in themselves that says, yes, I will pay this amount. I don't know. I don't know if anyone else was around at that time.
Yep. And I think we asked about doing initials for them to put their initials in it and stuff too.
And the amount. There was no discrepancy.
There's another form that they are required to sign. By checking the yes box on this form, there's additional information that's sent, and if they elect to move forward, then there's a waiver that they sign, waiving their rights to the special assessment process. Within that form, there's a dollar amount, and there are boxes that have to be checked, and I think we have since cleaned that up. That issue that we had. We didn't have any problems in 2019, but I did hear that. Included with the letter will be a plan showing the improvements at their property. I guess that's all I had for this item. Discussion only.
Cool. Any questions? Okay, Sean, do you have what you need from us?
Yes.
Okay, Dodie, safe routes to school, sidewalk, public involvement, and comments.
Okay. And I think, can you guys all see the public involvement log that I have up?
In the packet.
Yep. Okay.
In the packet, but I've lost my video.
Rich Glenn from JT Engineering, the project manager on this project, is with us tonight, and he'll be able to go through some of these comments and answer any questions that you have. Rich, did you want to highlight some of the main questions? Do you want me to run through some of these?
I need some notes. Basically, so I don't know, you guys probably understand the process. If you have to set up a public involvement or do some sort of public involvement. So this one, we sent out a packet to let you, we're just showing a minute ago, Sean, for this project, kind of showing what's going on with the project and any sidewalk. We got back a total of 11 responses. I think 22 of them were questions or comments that needed response. One of them was basically just indicating how he doesn't want sidewalk in front of his house. More comments than anything. Out of all those comments, there was 23 comments, I think it was. Six of them were based questions about assessments, funding, you know, basically if they're going to have to pay for it or how the payment was being made for it. Let me think here. Six of them were about trees or storm sewer, stuff specifically related to individual properties, like at their house, what's going on at their house. The rest of them were just individual ones, you know, questions about the design of the sidewalk. Why is it so wide? Why is it on each side of the street? That kind of thing. Or questions about construction. How long will it take? When is it going to happen? That kind of thing. But generally, they were a lot of questions, not many, you know, negative thoughts other than the one who was very much against it. And like I said, the majority of them were about the assessment of the cost. So I don't know if you want to talk about individual ones or anything in specific.
Well, so some of them were about timeline, which from the responses I got were 2 months. And then one of the things I know our residents ask is, do we avoid removing trees, especially our championship trees, if at all possible?
We set a normal terrace width of 6 feet, if I remember correctly off the top of my head. And then it has to be a certain width. We went through and, you know, kind of ran it through and saw where it was at and identified which trees are coming out. There's only one location, I think, Sean, where we adjusted the sidewalk to miss trees.
That's correct.
But generally, there weren't a lot of trees that had to come out, and many of them we went and looked through with Chris Clark, and he kind of said, well, those are ones that should come out anyways because they're ash trees with problems. So, I don't know about the championship trees, to be honest with you, so I don't know if there were any that were impacted or of concern.
I don't think so with this run, but we have some of the biggest trees in the state, and a few of them left, and residents would like them to stay.
Looking at that Elway Avenue project, there's quite a few on that. So, Lytle Street project.
Well, part of our problem is a lot of them are ash trees that need to come out anyway because of emerald ash borer, so.
Yep.
Did we lose Brad?
Nope, I'm here.
Okay, I'm hearing Brad on trees, so that makes me think you're wrong.
No, I would agree with the evaluation of the trees along there tend to be either ash or lindens, and even the lindens are in rough shape because I think they've had the lilac borer.
Mm.
I've been a part of quite a few urban projects. This one had very few negative comments, which typically, that's whenever you put sidewalk in front of someone's house, you get a lot of people complaining, but doesn't seem to be the case so much here. So it's good.
No, it's mainly about snow.
Mm-hmm.
You mean that they have to remove the snow? That's the complaint?
We did get a comment.
There wasn't that many of those in here.
Just one, right?
That's all I remember, seeing one in there. Yep.
Yeah.
And was that his complaint, the snow, or just people walking by?
All of them.
And parking in his driveway.
Yeah, there were no questions, all comments.
Yep.
Don't want to shovel the sidewalk. Yeah, don't want to take responsibility for liability of people falling. Doesn't want to raise taxes or add tax bill for costs associated with the project. Doesn't want front yard or driveway disturbed. That was all from one property owner.
And no random people walking, disturbing his property.
Now, Sean, from a liability standpoint, this is on village right-of-way and village sidewalk.
Correct. Right, yep.
And there will be some maintenance because it's a safe route over X amount of inches, all right?
Right.
6 inches, right, John?
6 inches, yep.
And has this been updated on the map or will be updated for next year?
Well, once it's constructed, it will be added to the sidewalk clearing map.
Okay. That made it a whole lot easier for people to understand.
Yeah.
And I think generally speaking, sidewalks add property value, not take it away. I don't know if JT, if that's his experience too.
It's definitely.
It can be a tough sell, obviously, to some people, but, you know.
That's true as far as we've seen over and over and over, but no one wants to hear it if they're against it, so it's bother with anymore when we're talking to them. So
don't confuse me with the facts.
Exactly. It's not my one to hear.
Okay,
well, while I prefer reading 36 pages over reading 40, I like this public involvement log.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful.
Well, and I think we'll have more of those, Sean, as we go forward, correct? Because people are going to be submitting more written comments and then have appointments for comments versus our big open meetings that we used to have.
Well, I'm hopeful for the street reconstruction project. I'm hoping that a majority of people come to those selected time frames to meet with us. We'll take notes, but I'm hoping that we can address the majority of the questions one-on-one. We'll keep a log, but a lot of the time it's explain to me the scope of the project in front of my house, and you do that, and you show them the impacts, and it really doesn't impact their yard a whole lot, and they're cool with the project. We can do the same thing for the street reconstruct project. We do have sidewalk, or we're proposing sidewalk on those two streets, and we'll do our best to duplicate what Rich had done for the Safe Route to School project. And this was done because because of COVID, we didn't hold the traditional public informational meeting. In replace of that, we sent out a letter along with some project information similar to what I just went over. Rich provided a map, and then he provided the plans. And from that, he received comments and responses either via phone call or email, right?
From doing both ways, the sit-down ones and doing this, it's the method we use for this, where you're asking people just to send you comments. This is really easy for that. When you're doing a face-to-face one, I understand what Sean's saying. It's real difficult to capture what all you talked about, so.
All right, any further comments on Doty Safe Routes to School?
Looking good.
Okay, Rich, you're lighting up in my Hollywood squares that came back up.
Nope, I did nothing, so I appreciate the time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
All right, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All right, Kurt and Jim. And I think we lost Ted.
I'm here.
Okay.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
Oh.
Any comments? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, everybody have a wonderful night. If you have future agenda items, please email Brad, Sean, or I. And then maybe going forward.